確かにここにあるこの思いにさよなら。
All right, guys, I don't know if I'm good enough to hit the three-pointer, so I'm going to hit a two.
It's more like a foul shot to me, but it's cool. It's cool. We're all slapping hands. For those who are wise enough to know that this is critical thinking, here's something to critically think upon.
In my very religious immediate family... See, I've already crossed the line, right, Todd?
Yeah, I was about to say, okay, like, there's buzzwords. We can't say political, we can't say religious.
Okay, here we go. You're right. I am going to say something about Christianity, though.
Okay, that might be a buzzword, but you could, maybe you could get past it.
You can have good morals without being Christian.
No one has a monopoly on morality.
If something is inherently good, moralistically, if it's an absolute, then it's good.
People can dissect what you said, and I bet you some probably will. Not to name any names. Justin Hunt. Anyway, you can choose to go down that rabbit hole, but there's certain things that aren't based on perception. They're based on outcome. Those outcomes are either good and bad. Not everything is black and white, but some things kind of are. So for my analogy here, I'm going to use those as absolutes. Just because you don't acknowledge or don't know 2 + 2 = 4 doesn't mean it doesn't equal 4. Same thing with morality. If you're looking at something other than the actual consequence of it, that's just perception. However, if you do focus on the consequence of those actions, not the motive, and maybe not even the actual action itself, but the consequence, see what the result was? Maybe then you can arrive to those absolutes. But yeah, two plus two will still equal four, whether you know it or not.
I'm not trying to like call anybody out. I'm not even laying anything out that anyone should draw a specific conclusion on, but I would like people to consider... that good morals can exist in people...
Without the consequence of hell.
I was going to say, in people that have a different core belief system.
Different culture. Just say culture.
One of those toilet bowl shots that rolls around the rim and then drops.
Kind of like a foul shot where, you know, some guy accidentally ran into Rob and he held his ankle for some reason and fell on the floor.
So... in a capitalist system, which that's what we have in America, and so that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm thinking this will maybe connect the dots for some people or give them a different way to think about it. In our system, the worker creates value. The worker produces excess value, which goes to the capitalist, or let's say the advanced stage capitalist. They're basically stealing that value from the worker daily or however much the person goes into work. 5 days a week, let's say. The goal is to pay sustenance wages to that worker. In other words, enough to keep them alive, keep them where they'll come into work, bathed, dressed, and have a way to have transportation to get there. So they have to sustain that worker.
You gotta give the mouse a nice chunk of cheese, but not too much. We don't want him to get sick of the cheese, just enough. We don't want him to save the cheese for another time when he can eat cheese. Just enough cheese to make it worth getting through the maze. So... he would do it again for the same piece of cheese.
So they sustain that worker or mouse, and me as the successful capitalist steals the value, the excess value that that worker creates again. So I need them. I need them to create that excess value so that I can benefit, basically. The modern problem is that with investments in technology, that capitalist has reaped a greater percentage of the value. So without looking at the numbers and comparing it to past dollar amounts, it's just...
leverage.
We still have the same pie.
Mm-hmm.
Percentage-wise, that piece of the pie is smaller.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to the point where people are legitimately getting squeezed. And what that's doing, it's hurting relationships, interpersonal relationships.
Exacerbating or even creating mental health problems to people that, you know, might be
ordinarily wouldn't have them. That is driving people crazy.
Yeah, they wouldn't be, they don't have resources to look after those sorts of things. So they'll walk around their life totally undiagnosed.
We're getting closer and closer to a breaking point. And it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it blows hard.
People are treating other people pretty damn bad.
Well, it's like, think of it like as the same kind of tensions there were during the civil rights movement and all the different protests and stuff. Imagine that, except exacerbated by information technology and just overall a bigger population with more fringe factions.
Yeah, I just don't think we would have ever achieved this level of, I'll just call it unrest. I'm not trying to throw out a hot topic term or something like that, but I don't think we would have ever achieved the political climate we have now if people had been a little bit better rewarded. And so, unfortunately, people are choosing sides because they're
drawing lines everywhere.
Yeah. I don't think we would have ever got to that point if things had just been a little more fair. But when you're treated unfairly, you do point fingers, you do...
Yeah.
The theories ensue. Thousands of different theories that ensue, but...
And I can't stress this enough. Information and social media technology has made it so much worse because now things happen faster and faster and information's faster and faster and things get replayed over and over and sensationalized. And honestly, you know, that's one advantage I think a lot of protesters had in the 60s. They had a lot of obstacles to overcome, but it never was like their social media presence or what they looked like to a certain demographic, because there just wasn't that technology to put them under a microscope like that.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of kind of training that goes into those sects of politics.
Yeah, it's those like and an actor is called a thespian.
People were encouraged to get mad, and they're already upset.
And a lot of them are exacerbated by bots. I want to remind that. The old, what do they call them? Clankers?
Crawlers?
Maybe that's what I call my balls. But, like, whatever they're called, it's just like, they're not even human. They're just a bot made to press your button so you, a human, respond.
So, a lot of times when someone says what I just said, they're thinking, oh, he's a socialist. He's into, what was Hitler?
Fascist.
No.
Oh, Nazi? A really bad
communist. Communist.
Oh, well, that was...
The thing is, we kind of need capitalism because you do have to reward someone for their work or they're probably going to do shitty work.
I mean, if I had to put it in my own words, I'd say Hitler was a radical fascist, you know, that the type that we've been squawking about for about the last 10 years. We've been doing this. If I had to put it in my exact only words, straight from my mind and mouth, nothing else.
Damn, Justin Hunt. All right, well. People like something to have a label. Go ahead and slap a label if you need to, but sometimes it doesn't really serve a purpose.
And can I be honest with you? Animal Farm's a great story with a great theme, but I think we need to rewrite the theme in a newer, more relatable story, because no one younger than 40 is going to give a shit about talking animals unless it's Charlotte's Web.
And with that, I'll tell you again, like I've told you before, Shaniqua don't live here no more.
Nah, she don't live here, man. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Shaniqua don't live here no more. Is Shaniqua there? Hell no.
Shout out to Shaniqua.
Shout out Justin Hunt, longtime listener. Comments on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Big comments. We love the comments.
Get on the show sometime.
Honestly, call in at least. That's not a bad idea. What about the call-ins?
Okay, call in sometime.
Yeah, call in. We'll call in. We'll do a voice chat.
All right, boys, I got the report on Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah, boys.
When I say boys, we're the only ones here.
We're the only people here, really men. But yeah, Amarillo, Texas. I've never driven through it, but I have a feeling you have, Rob.
Yeah, I have driven through. There are cows everywhere, like as far as the eye can see. Google it. It'll say we don't know how many there are, but it's hundreds of thousands.
If I Google map it, will I just see a bunch of cows staring at blankly at a van?
It would be worth a try. We'll do that in a minute.
Okay.
Within a 30-mile radius, and there's, I'm not even saying it's predominantly dairy versus beef because I actually don't know.
Yeah.
But the statistic is that within a 30-mile radius of Amarillo, the cows produce 1,100 semi-truck loads of milk every day.
We will do everything in America to not use the metric system. Oh, that's a semi-truck load. That's how we weigh milk.
What do they call it in other places?
I don't know, a fucking liter, a mesoliter.
No, a truck, a lorry.
Oh,
something like that.
Oh, what? Like
that's the English term, maybe.
Okay.
Well, what's the German term? Because you're going to German engineering for trailer.
Tractor trailer trucking. I think they call it a Glockenstein.
Ain't no way. Ain't no telling. Y'all just look it up at home. That's your homework this time. We usually don't give homework, but we did today.
And no cheating. No asking your German friends. But anyway, to your point about the cows,
mm-hmm.
I believe Bill Gates touched on this years ago with he was concerned that the methane production in the beef industry
was actually what they were selling when he buys farts in the jar.
Well, aside from that, you know, it's releasing tons of methane gas. What's missing the jar? You know, the jar can only trap so much, I imagine. Because if we're talking about that much dairy production, think of how much butthole action you have as a side effect. From the cows.
Evenly dispersed. It's probably a natural thing for the environment. Like, I think it's okay. But that concentration may have some effect. It probably does. I mean,
anything that seems like our species manipulates.
Let's put it this way. Those cows would not have all congregated in that one area if left to their own devices.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't even be devices. They probably wouldn't even be in that populace. You know, you're talking about as far as the eyes can see. It's like, I don't think in the natural habitat, cows would thrive that much. I mean, it's totally unnatural how humans have thrived over the ages when you talk about the balance of nature on Earth and stuff. No other species ever, except maybe the dinosaurs, due to the fact there was just so damn many of them, ruled the Earth. But even then, they weren't smart enough to manipulate, you know, the Earth itself or the weather or, you know, any other species like that.
So rather than, we'll call it due to our intellect.
Our intellect and our technology from that intellect, yeah.
Won't necessarily call it intelligence. Yeah. We have manipulated some stuff.
GMOs is something that's been practiced longer than people realize, and it's led to better fruit, but even in some cases, fruit that wouldn't exist naturally.
Just real quick, some scientists are saying that the Beyond Meat, the way it grows is similar to how a cancer cell reproduces and grows really quickly.
Yeah.
They need it to mass produce it.
Right.
And so I'm not got any type of opinion on it, but think about it, look into it, whatever you want to do.
Channel 5 News. Smog report.
Yeah.
Mold in the air and methane.
Methane's high.
Well, it does come out both ends, I imagine. Can cows burp with those four stomachs and all that?
I mean, it seems like they've burped more than
that. Have you watched The Incredible Dr. Pole when it builds up inside of them? For some reason, they can't get it out, and they just put a little spike in their side, and it vents it?
Nope, but I love the name, Dr. Pole.
Well, The Incredible Dr. Pole.
Oh, okay, that sounds a little pretentious, but okay.
What's coming up next, I'm going to call it a cow quiz. It's just one tidbit. In the state of Texas, how many head of cattle?
What, just severed heads? Or
No, living cows.
Potentially belching cows. God, in the state of Texas.
Yeah, it's more than the metropolitan area of Houston has people. That's just a hint.
4 million?
Metro Houston has 8.5 million.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's, okay, now I'm learning a lot now. Cows and Houston. Are you kidding me? So 10 million?
12.2.
Jesus. That's up there with LA, dude.
Well, I'm talking about the cows. There's 12.2 million.
Yeah, yeah. But there's an LA of cows in Texas.
That's plenty on this cow thing.
I think so. Well, going back to the methane in the air, I think this is where Bill Gates gets the points to, like, hey, here's kind of like an unregistered threat that people haven't thought of here. But because of the food, the meat industry in particular, basically the state of Texas is like one big factory when it comes to pollution, greenhouse gas emissions, because of all the cow farts. Savor the flavor, Rob.
Therefore, having a stabilization effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a good brandy. Sips, little burps, or farts, if you will. Okay, I think we covered this enough. Yeah, I think we've covered it enough. We've beaten the dead horse.
We're ahead of the curve or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, we're ahead of the curve and went in the zigzag line all the way down. We spiraled out.
Next topic, and this one's been weighing kind of heavy. What's the difference between a rainforest and a jungle?
I'd say the weather.
Anything else while I look?
I thought this was something you knew off the cuff. I'm sorry. I thought that, you know, you were going to, I don't know, maybe he's adding in a drum roll or something.
Rainforest characteristics. Rainforest is a scientific term referring to a forest ecosystem with very high annual rainfall.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And that reminds me, they do have like moderate rainforest or whatever, so it's like a scale, how they rate them.
Yeah, so originally the weather is, in fact, the difference.
They're characterized by a thick, closed canopy of tall trees that creates a dark environment on the forest floor.
Okay.
Which, of course, does have some light penetration.
Penetration.
But it's limited, which inhibits the growth of a dense understory. And I think that's kind of where the jungle comes in, because
everyone knows that your understory, if you don't take care of it, you get all jungly.
A rainforest environment, I couldn't leave this out, can be tropical, which they say is hot and humid, ooh, or temperate, which is cooler climates. So you can have a cold rainforest.
Yeah, I'll do a
cold. It's kind of like a shower.
Ooh, I'd do that, kind of. I don't know. I'd like a hot spring somewhere in there. But yeah, yeah. Definitely not with the humidity, though. Fuck that. That's what I think of when I think of a jungle. Like, a jungle's real moist.
Concentrated in the upper canopy. That's where life's at. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, I imagine it gets pretty jungly at the lower canopy. Oh, wow.
A jungle is a descriptive term. An informal term, but then they kind of go on here to make it look like maybe it is more formal since it's been around for a long time. Like, you know, it's made the dictionary by now.
Well, I mean, they have a book named after it.
An informal term for any densely overgrown, impenetrable forest with thick vegetation.
It has huge stalks of broccoli.
It has undergrowth, which is... Well, that's a complete different... from the rainforest, which has a floor that doesn't have that much. The jungle has undergrowth. It has thick, tangled mess of plants, vines, and shrubbery at ground level. It has more sunlight. Often found at the edges of a rainforest are in areas where the canopy has been cleared. So they're saying this is like a informal term, but they're describing its attributes. So how informal is it, really? From what I'm seeing, the jungle's at the edge of a rainforest. They like similar climates, but it's getting sun.
Yeah.
Art's in the middle where the canopy's been cleared. And that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of a lot of sun penetrating through, making some foliage down on the floor. But yeah, that's good to know, though. I honestly can say I didn't realize that. You know what else a lot of people don't realize?
No.
Not that we're going to get into it, but...
We might.
No, we shouldn't.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but the difference between a scientific theory and what a layman's term theory is.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No one owns the monopoly on morality, and anyone who implies or thinks they do is exactly immoral.
Or whatever.
Or what, you know, you get it. 2 plus 2 equals 4.